Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Trump's Twitter trumps tranny twit tricks. All right, I think we're ready to go. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? Okay, so you and I collectively, the royal we are ready to go. The first thing I need you to do is I need you to smash that like button and ring that bell, because I need more attention than a 14-year-old girl, because I don't have any self-validation facilities. I need to be validated from the externalities. God, I can't fucking talk already. We're off to a roll. All right. We're going to talk about the God pill some more. I got some notes here, but we're still going to be bouncing around because they're out of order. And I need to get this bumped out because tomorrow's going to be a very busy day for me. So I need to get the podcast done now. As I work on this cup of coffee being drank from my Alice in Wonderland coffee cup. Yeah, already can't talk. Okay, here we go. Where do I want to start? Because my notes are out of order. Great one, you just went over your notes. Why didn't you decide which point you were going to start with? I don't know, because I'm a moron. But hey, at least I'm not God-pilled. All right, look, guys. I got bad news for you. If you've taken the God pill, you have come full circle. We're going to talk about full circle in a minute. You have come full circle. The God pill is the same thing as the blue pill. Let that soak in. The God pill is the blue pill. Much like a woman, because once you've taken the God pill, you have essentially become a woman. I'll explain some reasons why. I'll probably think of some more reasons later, the more I think about this. And once again, we can look at Dave Cullen as an example, because Dave Cullen, he did the video that I talked about. He's come out and he said, I am God-pilled. Okay, Dave Cullen has become a woman. He may as well get the sex change operation and get it over with. Great one. Why is Dave Cullen a woman? Okay, well, fine, let's do that. Let's just go that direction, because it's flowing in that direction. Okay, why is Dave Cullen a woman? First of all, why are these dogs fucking... Will you control your fucking animals, honey? There's two college kids out there with their two dogs barking at each other. Yeah, man, I'm going to miss living here. Yesterday, there were these college babes out there in their bikinis. Oh, my God. So that's the two things I'm going to miss when I move out of where I live now is the backyard and the college girls in their bikinis right outside the window. It's like you look out the window, it's like, oh, look at that. Wait, maybe there is a God. I don't know. All right. Oh, good. The retards and their dogs are gone now. Why is Dave Cullen a woman? Okay, first, he made the video talking about how the red pill movement needs more women in it. Okay. Men do not need more women to come into their space and help them, okay? Women coming into the spaces of men is a big part of the problem. When you're sitting around going, yeah, we need more women to come in to wherever we men are to help us out, okay, that's woman. It doesn't get any more woman than that. Then Dave Cullen did another video. So Dave did all these videos talking about the whole Brie Larson, Captain Marvel thing, right? And he says, I'm not going to see the movie. And then he does the video. Well, I went to see Captain Marvel because I realized that me boycotting it wouldn't make a difference financially, and because my friends were going to see it. Okay, Dave Cullen went to see a movie. He said he wasn't going to go see because his friends were doing it. God, it gets, if that's not woman, I don't know what woman is. Okay, men do not do things, especially things they said they wouldn't do, because other people are doing them. Okay, if you do something because other people are doing it, you're a woman. Women are herd animals. They do what other people do. because other people are doing it and they want to fit in and they're afraid of saying, no, I'm not going to roll that way. And once again, when you're this red pilled or when you're this black pilled, okay, you're coming forth and you're saying, yeah, I'm not going to do things your way. I'm going to be over here. I'm going to do things my way. You, even the fucking MGTOWs, like the legit MGTOWs, like Turd Flinging Monkey, who I want to talk about. I heard, did I mention this already? Turd Flinging Monkey was on an episode of the Red Man Group. Man, I will be posting a link to this and I'll be talking about it. TFM lays down some mad science. I'm still not on board with the sex doll thing, and I'm formulating a response because TFM makes his arguments for the sex doll concept, and they're pretty solid. And so I'm formulating a response. But anyhow, it's a great fucking discussion. TFM is pretty brilliant. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Captain Marvel. And doing things because other people do them makes you a woman. And look, this is, as I have said on this podcast, I would like to bang, well, maybe not now because she's hitting the wall, but I would have banged Brie Larson a few years ago. I thought she was hot. But even I am not going to go see that. I'm not even going to watch it when it comes out on DVD for free, all right? I am never in my life, this is a fact, going to experience the movie Captain Marvel. And I'm not going to go back on that because my friends are doing it, because I don't have any friends. All right, that's woman. And then, of course, now Dave Cullen has found God. And here's the whole thing with you right-wingers finding God. And you, whoever, you know, right-wingers, red pillars, black pillars, whoever the fuck you are. Let's say, this is the thing with those of you who become God-pilled. Becoming God-pilled is going full circle back to beta male. When you're a beta male, what's your purpose in existing? Well, you exist to serve. Who are you serving? Well, you're serving women and you're serving society. When you become God-pilled, what's your purpose in existing? Well, you exist to serve. You exist to serve God and you exist to serve your religion. Now, of course, your God can't manifest his desires, partially because he doesn't exist. But even if he does exist, God doesn't talk. Once again, I don't want to hear about the Bible. God did not write the Bible. The apostles, disciples, you know, Jesus's guys and some other people, humans, wrote the Bible. Other humans translated it. Sorry, it is not the literal word of God. It's been translated too many times. Even if the people who originally wrote it were transcribing what God said to them, which I'm perfectly willing to allow as a possibility, I'm not a biblical scholar. I'll give you that. It's still been translated too many times. It's not the literal word of God. Deal with it. This is just a fact. Fact. Trigger warning. Facts. So you can't get direction straight from God, and your religion, I mean, my God, Christianity is so fucking cucked. There's what institution is currently more cucked than Christianity? I mean, other than the government and the colleges and the corporations. Oh, wait, everything is cucked. Your Christianity is completely fucking cucked. Okay, when you take the God pill, you're just moving from a perspective in life where you have to be responsible for making your own choices and you have to look at the world and see reality and fucking deal with it. You're moving back to a place where you can, instead of having to take the risk of being responsible for your own life and for your own decisions and for your own choices and for your own fuck-ups, you've gone back into a place where you have someone to serve, and in that servitude, you can deny your responsibility for things. You can do things, such as where Dave Cullen said somewhere in that video, something along the lines of, don't justify evil with attention, or don't empower evil with attention. And that works on internet trolls and girls. Right? If you ignore internet trolls, they will go away. If you ignore girls, they will want you more. That doesn't work with evil. Okay? If you ignore the people who are telling your 8-year-old son that he's actually a girl, they're not going to go away. They're going to convince your 8-year-old son that he's a girl, and he's going to put on a G-string, and he's going to walk in a gay pride parade. And this is why I say that taking the God pill is surrendering, that it is the way of the coward. This God pill shit, we're going to pray. I mean, I'm serious, guys. The first time when I listened to this and I got through the thing and, you know, I had my responses and opinions and everything, like, yeah, he's fine. When I got to the end of that thing and Dave Cullen said he was going to pray for his enemies, that was when I opened up G Potter, which I used to RSS all of my YouTube videos, which, as I mentioned in Linkage yesterday, I do that because they get taken off of YouTube. Because, my gosh, YouTube censorship is real. I mean, Dave Cullen just recently did another video, which I'm going to make fun of at least parts of it. That's where I got the plea. Because in the video he goes, please, 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 please follow me on BitChute. I'm like, dude, you are a faggot. You're a woman. You're begging your listeners with multiple pleases to go and follow you on BitChute. Why is it that important that people follow you on BitChute? I mean, if people really care about your opinions that much, okay, like Aaron Cleary or Adam Piggott, right? If these guys, their website went down or something and they were gone, I can use Google. I would search out and find where they went and continue to listen to their words because what they say is important. If you have to beg your listeners with multiple pleases in this whiny little tone of voice, trust me, you're going to hear the sound clip. Please, 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 please follow me on BitChute. Once again, it's like women. I mean, I come on here and I pimp cls.link/Amazon, go buy some fucking shit you don't need so I can buy a Supergirl statue that I don't need. I'm not that serious. I mean, I'm serious. I like you to buy shit from Amazon so I can get some money and I'll buy a Supergirl statue for the Supergirl shrine. But I'm not going to fucking beg you. There's a Bitcoin address on the website. You give me some Bitcoin if you want. I haven't opened my Bitcoin wallet in a couple of months. God, I might be rich for all I know. I have no fucking clue. This attention whoring. Smash that like button. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Can you just do a fucking podcast or a video without fucking begging for it? I'm already watching your video. How much more fucking begging for attention do I have to put up with? And they're serious. See, that's the thing. Like, when I do it, I'm being kind of a jackass or whatever. These guys are dead serious. And I love when they explain to you that liking the video helps with the algorithms. Who gives a... I fuck your algorithms. Jesus, you're just like women. It's all about you. It's all about attention. Algorithms. Fuck your algorithms. Boy, did I get way off track. Don't justify evil. When Dave Cullen, when we got to the end and Dave Cullen said he was going to pray for his enemies. Guy, I'm dead serious, man. When you have been reduced to praying for your enemies, that is surrender. You have given the fuck up. There's nothing more giving up than praying for your enemies. You have completely admitted defeat. You have become completely subservient to your enemies. You have become completely fucking beta. This is one of the things in the Satanic Bible, which I've talked about multiple times in the past and would like to talk about again in the future because it has a lot of good things about it. It's got some bad things about it too, yada, 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 yada. Do an in-depth analysis of that. Anyhow, Anton Sansdor LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible, in there he wrote something along the lines of, you know, Christianity is weak because it tells you to turn the other cheek. And he says, when my enemy smashes me in the face, why should I turn the other cheek? What I should do is smash him in the face back. And again, this is the non-aggression principle, the zero aggression principle. You shall not initiate aggression against other people, nor allow aggression to be initiated against you. And this turning the other cheek, praying for your enemies, ignoring evil so you don't empower it shit, that's weakness. That is a complete unwillingness to defend yourself. And that's why Western civilization is where it is now. Because the number of true, actual men is, hold on, I'm trying to find words, what are the word things, words. The percentage of the population which is not cucked is shrinking. Once again, reminder, Hillary Clinton got more votes than Donald Trump, okay? The parasites outnumber the producers. The number of producers is shrinking, the number of parasites is growing, and even among the producers, the ones who have any kind of balls and spinal column is shrinking even more. And so, no, and every time the SJWs and the left and the communists, they smash the right in the face, you right-wingers, you want to go hide behind your fucking higher principles and your morals and your high road and we don't want to be like them and all this other horse shit. And that's all this is. This whole God pill thing is using God as a shield for why you're not willing to defend yourself. You claim you care about your children, but you still send your kids to public schools. You still send your kids to college. You're not willing to fucking shut down the SJWs and the communists. You don't give a flying fuck about your kids. Nor do you give a flying fuck about the future of society. What you care about is your own personal comfort. You're exactly like a woman. You do not want to experience discomfort. You love to compare yourselves to the founding father. I have to hear this shit. Well, religion helped found this country. Religion helped found Western civilization. Yes, it did. I don't disagree with that. Okay? But here's the thing. Number one, religion can't save it, right? You finding God doesn't change anything. You making a YouTube video and saying, I took the God pill and now I'm going to pray for my enemies. Okay, great. Nothing has changed. And you're using this, just like a woman, as a substitute for action. You're not the founding fathers who declared independence from England and fought a war, okay? You're not the Confederacy that seceded from the United States, got invaded and got killed until we came back to the country that claimed we were all racist, okay? The last time true men existed on the continent of North America was when the Confederacy seceded from the Union. You, when you've taken the God pill, you have declared that you don't have the balls to secede. You don't have the balls to declare your independence from the state, from the welfare state, from the women voting, from the single mothers. It's a surrender. And you just don't want to come out and say, well, I'm a pussy. I'm scared of being uncomfortable. I'm afraid of losing my job, which, I mean, you should be. And that's what I'm talking about. Okay, we live in a society where you can be the most leftist faggot on the planet, right? You can be in favor of trannies and you can tell 8-year-old kids that they're not a boy or not a girl. You can give them hormone treatments. You can go to gay pride parades where 10-year-old boys dance almost naked in the street. You can do all this shit and you're celebrated, okay? If you come out and you say you voted for Donald Trump or you don't think women should be allowed to vote or you think we need to reduce immigration, we live in a society where you might get fired from your job for doing that. And part of the reason for that is because those of you who are not SJWs, who are not leftist, you're lazy. You're not starting businesses. And this is hilarious. And well, right-wingers are busy starting businesses. You know what? I'm starting to not believe that. Because where are you right-winger businesses? Where are the businesses that support Trump? Where are the businesses where somebody could go and get a job and not get fired for being opposed to immigrants coming to the United States? You right-wingers and you God pillars and all, you're just irrelevant. You have no effect on society. And that's a manifestation of that. You can get fired from a job anywhere in the United States in a heartbeat for being right-wing. When's the last time somebody got fired for being left-wing? The answer is never. You know why? Because the influence that you right-wingers have in society right now in the current year is none. Zero. James Alsup did another video, which I'm going to talk about, or at least put in linkage, where he goes into the go get woke, go broke myth. And I'm looking at it and he's going, he's absolutely right. Because this is the thing. Okay, those of you who have found the God pill, you found the God pill because you've gone through this progression of saviors, all of which have failed you. Just the things I've scribbled down, right? You thought Trump was going to save you. Well, Trump hasn't saved you. You thought Gen Z was going to be different and they were going to save you. Well, they're not saving you. You thought that Brexit was going to save you. Well, Brexit's not really saving you. You thought, then you came up with go woke, go broke. Well, this is what's going to save us from the SJWs. Once again, just like women, the solution is never you getting off your ass and doing anything. Okay? The solution is always somebody else. See, in Ancapadice, nobody does things for you. You have to do it yourself. This is one of the reasons why you right-wingers, you talk all this shit about freedom and responsibility and accountability. In fact, as I explained some time ago in my four-part series about why statism is based on fear, all this other, when it comes down to it, just like leftist, you're afraid and you're lazy. You can fucking talk about fucking Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and responsibility and Christianity. You can talk all the fuck you want. When it comes down to it, you're just as lazy as a leftist. I know this because I look at your impact in society and you have none. Okay? I'll get back to go woke, go broke in a second. Okay, the left owns the colleges. They own the public schools. They own the government. They own the corporations. They own sports. I mean, the NFL, they wear pink. They own the movie industry. They own television. They own the music industry, except for a little bit of country and Western music. I mean, the left owns and controls almost every aspect of our culture, including your Christianity. Once again, it's Gay Pride Month. Go drive around and look at the churches in your neighborhood. How many of them have gay pride parades? Gay pride flags out front. How many of them have that little sign out front that says everyone is welcome here in multiple language? Languages. You know, language, the thing I can't master apparently. But I can masturbate. Amazing. Anyway, this is serious, guys. The left owns almost every aspect. Once again, other than country and Western music, tell me a place where it is safe to be a conservative and be public about it. Tell me, what do you conservative, traditionalist Christians, what do you own? What segment of our society do you control? Where can I go to see Christian values openly displayed and embraced? Tell me where. Nowhere. Not even to church. Okay? You guys, much like God, you have no manifestation in the real world. You may exist, God may exist, but God doesn't like reach down and drop a couple of bikini clad college girls out there outside my window, right? God does not manifest himself in our reality. And neither do you. You are completely irrelevant. And in order to cope with the fact that you are irrelevant, you're taking the God pill and hiding behind this, well, I'm going to pray for my enemies thing. No, you're saying you're going to pray for your enemies because you figured out there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Nothing. And instead of just coming forth and saying, hey, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to enjoy the decline because there is nothing I can do. Right? Just like a woman, you want to hide from reality and you want to pretend that you're being oppressed by the patriarchy or some shit, right? It's not your fault. And so you're going to pray for your enemies. But back to the failures. Okay, so James did this video where he talks about, once again, you conservative, trad thought, trad con, God pill, right winger faggots. You're running around with this get woke, go broke. You know, well, these companies, if they get woke, if they go leftist, they're going to go broke. And James makes the point, okay, who? Like with the Gillette commercial, is Gillette going broke? No. None of these companies that get woke are going to go broke. This is a fucking fantasy that you have. You would love to... See, and this is another thing you fucking right-tards do, is you do this thing where, you know, really, we're the majority. We just don't really... Yes, I know. I've said this... The thing I'm about to make fun of, I've said this myself. See, this is called... This is what's called not being stupid, okay? This is called observing reality and then changing your belief system to match reality instead of living in a fucking fantasy world. I have said this bullshit myself. You right-wingers love to run around and say, well, we don't have time to get involved in politics. We're too busy running the economy and generating jobs and starting up businesses. No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are. Gillette's not going broke. Nobody who gets woke is going broke because you keep right on buying their shit. Right? You're not. You think you're this big, giant, silent demographic, right? And you're all sitting around and you're waiting for the signal and you're all going to rise up and suddenly the social justice warriors are going to run away in fear. Oh, God, they're going to be so scared of us. Oh, we're going to have our American flags and our Make America Great Again hat and woo! Woo-wee! No, you're a bunch of fucking cowards who have lost and you won't even admit you've lost and that's why you're hiding behind God. Get woke, go broke, didn't save you. Trump didn't save you. Gen Z didn't save you. Ronald Reagan didn't save you. Brexit didn't save you. Margaret Thatcher didn't save you. And now you're going to hide behind God. Because you're too fucking lazy. To secede from the United States. You're too fucking lazy to build a moon base. You're too fucking lazy to build a floating city out on the ocean. You're too fucking lazy to run politicians and vote for them who will actually do things like turn off the welfare and take voting away from women. You're too fucking lazy to start a business and hire people and then fire them if you find out they have left-wing belief systems the way people with right-wing belief systems get fired. You're too fucking lazy to make any kind of fucking manifestation in the real world. And if you just came out and said, look, I don't care, I'm letting go, I'm enjoying the decline, I'm letting it go to shit, fine, you get a... I'm with you. At that point, okay. But when you sit here and you say, ah, I'm going to save Western civilization, and I got the God pill and all, well, okay, then fucking do something about it. All right, let me look at my notes, because boy, did I just go off on all kinds of tangents there. Should we do full circle? We should probably do full circle. Yeah, I feel pretty good about this explanation, even though I didn't glance at the notes hardly. And don't worry, we'll talk about this some more. I'll have time to refine my articulation of my opinions. I'm looking at my notes. I see the word lazy. It appears here a lot. Gosh, it's almost, you know, if I just glanced at these notes, the number of times I see the word lazy, I would think I was talking about leftist. And yet, this is two pages of notes about God-pilled right-wingers. Wow, there's a lot of laziness going on here. All right, full circle. Let's talk about this real quick. All right, well, let's do this also. Once again, let's bump back to religion helped to create Western civilization, European civilization, civilization in the United States, okay? Religion helped to shape and form the United States, and therefore it is very important. Okay, I don't disagree with this. Historical fact, religion shaped the development of the United States. So did electricity. So did the railroads. Now here's the thing. When you lazy right-wing faggots come to terms with your impotency and your laziness, and then you take the God pill in order to excuse your laziness and impotence, you start talking about how, well, religion was important in forming the United States. Okay, but religion was influential in forming the United States because men with religious beliefs took action which was shaped by those religious beliefs. The key phrase in that sentence was took action. Religion by itself didn't do a fucking thing, okay? Religion is this concept. It's a set of doctrines, beliefs. It could be a holy book, whatever. Religion by itself does nothing. Okay? Electricity by itself does nothing. The railroads, you could have railroad tracks from coast to coast. You got steam engines, you got boxcars, you got coal cars, you got cabooses. Cabooses are great. I miss cabooses, but everything's on a fucking computer now because you're gay. Okay? Railroads do nothing. It just sits there. None of these things do a fucking thing unless men use religion, electricity, railroads to accomplish a task. And what I'm hearing from those of you who are God-pilled isn't, I'm going to take my religion and go forth and do something with it. I'm not hearing any of you saying, well, I'm taking my God pill and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do something with the God pill. I am going to use the God pill to inform my actions and I am going to do something in the real world. All I hear is, I'm going to pray for my enemies. If you were taking your God pill, and even though democracy is a fucking joke, I mean, it's what we've got. And we can talk about working in the system and working out of the system and all that other horseshit. But unfortunately, the democratic system, shithole that it is what we have. So how many of you God pill faggots are running for office? How many of you God pill faggots? I mean, Dave Cullen can't even get a fucking job, much less start a business, much less run for office. So great, Dave, you're going to pray for your fucking enemies. You are completely irrelevant to the entire fucking existence of the cosmos. You mean nothing. to anyone. You are doing Zippo. Great one, you're doing Zippo also. Yes, but I'm enjoying the decline, and I'm honest about the fact that I'm doing Zippo. I am not sitting here talking about praying for my fucking enemies. I am not standing here talking about ignoring the social justice warriors so that they're not empowered. So did religion help build Western civilization? Absolutely. But it only helped build Western civilization because men took action. Okay? You simply just finding the God pill and saying, well, religion helped build Western civilization. You're not doing anything. Okay? You're hiding. I believe in God now, and believing in God helped form Western civilization. Okay, so what? That right there, and that's where they stop, right? Stopping there doesn't do anything. On that note, so let's talk about Full Circle. Full Circle, if I remember, I'll put a link in the show notes. Full Circle is an episode of Doctor Who back in the good days before it became cucked with Tom Baker and Layla Ward as Romana, who Tom Baker married later on, and then, of course, subsequently divorced. But Layla Ward was pretty cute back in the day. I mean, yeah, I had a crush on her. Anyhow, in Full Circle, here's try to do a very short plot synopsis here. The TARDIS lands on a planet, and there's this crashed starliner in a swamp. And the people on the starliner are going through this process of repairing the starliner so that they can take off again. And they take out the components, and they fix the components, and they put the components back. And they're repairing the ship. And I'm trying to distill this. There's actually a whole bunch of stuff that happens that isn't even relevant to my analogy. Oh, and by the way, please shut the fuck up about how you can't argue with analogies because no analogies are perfect, all right? I don't want to hear about the fucking chicken and the egg. I don't want to hear about money doesn't buy happiness. And I don't want to hear about no analogy is perfect. All right, I'm tired of you people pretending to be smart when you're not, okay? If you're, just go smash somebody's fucking like button and get away from my fucking podcast, okay? And the doctor shows up and they're go yada, 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 rah, rah, rah. And they discover that the repairs to the Starliner have been going on and on and on for years, like, hundreds, thousands, whatever it is. And the Starliner has been repaired. It's ready to take off. But they're not taking off. You know why they're not taking off? Because nobody knows how to fly the fucking thing. And the people in charge haven't mentioned to the great population, of course, that nobody knows how to fly it because, of course, you know what would happen. Everything would go to shit if, because their one hope is that once we repair the Starliner, we can take off. So if you tell everybody, hey guys, it doesn't matter because none of us know how to fly this thing, you get rebellion. Okay, that's those of you with the God pill. You've gone through this whole technical process of repairing the Starliner. Okay, you started off as beta. And then you replaced some components and you repaired things and you became red-pilled. And, well, no, you started blue-pilled, right? And then you replaced some stuff and, oh, you became purple-pilled. And then you fixed some more gears and you fixed some stuff over here and you tuned up the engines. All right, now you're red-pilled. And then you did some work on the computer core and you fixed the life support systems and the artificial gravity, which we always got to have because it costs too much money to film people in zero gravity. So that's understandable. And then you're black-pilled, right? And then you found out that you did all this work and nobody knows how to fly the ship. So you found out that you went through all this progress, right? You rejected your blue pill conditioning and you went purple pill and you did that. And then you came red pill and then you figured shit out and you saw reality and you're like, oh, dude, fuck. If I get married, I'm going to get divorce raped. like Tom Baker did by Layla Ward, right? And you went through all, you became black-pilled, and then you looked and you realized, son of a bitch, I can't fix this. The people who think like me are so small in number. We, even if we collectively came together, we cannot fix this. We are completely outnumbered by the parasites. We have zero practical chance, especially since we're not going to do what the Great One says. We're not going to turn off the welfare and we're not going to stop women from voting. Yeah, we're not going to build a city out on the ocean. We're not going to secede from the United States. We're not going to do any of those things because those things require work, right? We have no chance of succeeding. The Starliner cannot take off because no one knows how to fly it, right? We have become black-pilled and red-pilled, and we want our freedom. We want reality. We want a stable civilization, but none of us know how to create that. And at that point, you have a choice. You can live with the fact that your influence on decaying society is non-existent, or you can go back to being a beta male blue pill. And so you do, but you call it God pill. And you resort to praying for your enemies. Amazing.